It's Easter Sunday. Maybe you're preparing some lamb for the holiday dinner, or perhaps a delicious ham, but we're serving up some hot tuna. It's been 20 years since this band released a studio album, but guitarist and founding member Jorma Kaukonen says that Hot Tuna really never quit playing. He and bass player Jack Cassidy were also at the heart of Jefferson Airplane, another iconic band with roots in the 1960s. Over the past five decades, they've released over two dozen records as a band and too many to count solo projects. The newest from Hot Tuna is called Steady As She Goes.
What kind of evil, baby? I don't want to know. Would poison pure waters just when they begin to flow?
The dynamic duo joins us from the studios of WOUB in Athens, Ohio. First, welcome, Jorma. Nice to talk to you.
Well, nice to talk to you, too. Thanks for having us on your show.
A real pleasure. And Jack Cassidy, welcome to you, too.
Thank you very much.
You guys have been getting down to business for a very, very long time. I mean, both of you grew up in Washington, D.C. Is it any different being now grown-ups in a studio and doing an album like this and when you were kids and you were doing it for the first time?
Well, if you think about, I mean, we're going to sound like us because that's the way it is to be an artist. But I think one of the things that really happened is it really, you know, people ask, why did it take so long to make another studio album? And the true answer, it really is, when the time was right that we did it. I think when I go into the studio now, I'm not chasing dreams in the sense that I did when I was younger, because I kind of know where I want to go, even though I'm not really sure exactly what I'm going to find when I get there. And we all know today that the sum is greater than the whole of the parts, so there's no ego conflict, and it's just really it's kind of like a family project that really works.
Stuck and dry, going down this long road.
There's some great people on here, your mandolin player Barry Mitterhoff, your drummer.
Oh, yeah.
Scooter Warner. Of course, your producer Larry Campbell plays some guitars. I have to ask about your vocalist, Teresa Williams. She really sounds like Grace Slick.
I just want to move a little faster.
Hot Tuna hasn't usually had female singers on their albums. So.
Right.
So there's a lot of association that way. But I was listening to some of the harmonies she was using, and I think that's where your reference point comes in.
Well, I think also if you listen to A Little Faster, the song that our buddy Johnny wrote, I mean, she really does nail Grace on that one. She does sound like Grace, and I'm sure she did it on purpose. Here's something else. Teresa is Larry's wife, and she's a great, great singer. And she's from West Tennessee. And you can't sound like that unless you're from West Tennessee. And also, if you dip back into your NPR archives, there is a little program about the Carter family. She plays one of the Carter sisters in that one.
Oh,
so
yeah.
She's just the real deal. But she's such a professional. She can go a lot of different places. But her soul is very deep, and she's always very honest in her presentation.
Jack, you had a really fun bass solo on this one.
Absolutely. I haven't really done bass solos on Hot Tuna records before. Usually I've incorporated into melody work or melodic work, and Larry just told me, take a solo here, you know. So I said, okay. So it was a one-shot deal and on the first take. And so when I listened back to it, it was just a free-flow, fun little jam.
Stuck and drive, going down this long road. I gotta move.
I'm speaking with Jorma Kaukonen and Jack Cassidy from the band Hot Tuna. You revisit a 1979 song, Easy Now.
Right. Well, you know, what happened was, when we recorded that song, actually the first version of that, I can't remember. There's some archivist that knows. One of the mid-70s Hot Tuna records. And I wrote that song about a motorcycle trip that I never took.
I got the ride in the morning today. We'll go where else to find a stay.
And it was always been a fun song to play. And this time I wrote it about a trip that I did take last year, going down the Blue Ridge Parkway and the Chiricahua Skyway and the Dragon and all that kind of stuff. So I feel like I've solved that feeling of frustration I had for years about that trip I never took. I mean, all the riders out there will know what I'm talking about. The Blue Ridge Parkway, stunning. The Chiricahua Skyway, unbelievable. Natchez Trace all the way to New Orleans, you just can't beat it.
When I was young, I tried to learn to feel. The body slows, but not so foam and steel. No second guess about the path you chose. So just ride on as daylight starts to close.
On May 5th, next week, Steady As She Goes will be released on vinyl. Now, I have to ask, is this just for the sake of the few of us unrepentant hippies who haven't upgraded our equipment?
Well, I'm going to jump in real quickly. Jack. Hold your thought. And the only reason I'm doing this is because when my father passed away, may he rest in peace, he left me his record player. So I have three turntables. I have a tube stereo that really works. And I love stuff like that. That's right. I'm unrepentant about that. And when they offered us a chance to do this on vinyl, a double vinyl set, by the way, we went, what a great idea. Okay, Jack, you're on.
I have a Thorin's turntable bought back in the day, and I think I bought it in 1967. And I upgraded it, put it all back together. All the rubber had rotted out of it. I can't wait to get my copy of Steady As She Goes in vinyl so I can fire the thing up and play it. And, of course, the audiophiles out there, they swear by vinyl. What they've done to keep the fidelity as high as possible is the tracks that are on the album, number 12 tracks, and they will be spread over three sides of the album so that they will get maximum fidelity quality, and on the fourth side will be an etching of
a picture disc.
Norma and Jack. So you get the whole ball of wax with this deal, you know, and definitely I'm going to have a couple copies myself.
Will you sign mine?
Absolutely, if you'll sign mine.
Okay.
All right.
Steady As She Goes is the name of the new Hot Tuna CD and vinyl album. Band members Jorma Kaukonen and Jack Cassidy joined us from the studios of WOUB in Athens, Ohio. Both of you, thanks so much. Good luck with this.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Good news. Good news. I say goodbye to the blues.
You can hear two songs from Hot Tuna's new album at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.
I say goodbye to the blues.